Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, I do thank the Most High. I truly thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Another very, very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host. Yes, I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very, very thankful. Truly very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, yes, indeed, this very, very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very, very precious, precious words, rare and precious words the Most High has granted me for the healing, yes, indeed, for the healing of His people. For the Most High has told me that there have been many of my brothers and sisters much more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than for the genuine healing of a people made true to His name. Therefore, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, to pervert, to silence. And yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that men may have the power to silence truths from the minds of men. Men may have, my brothers and sisters, and yes, they have exercised that power. They've exercised that treacherous intent. That they have indeed, my brothers and sisters, wicked men, wicked rulers, more concerned about, again, their personal pulpits and thrones. Have indeed, my brothers and sisters, done much to silence from the minds the knowledge of the truth. I said they have done much, my brothers and sisters, to silence from the minds the knowledge of the saving truth. But Yah has always had a plan, my brothers and sisters, a plan that will test the metal, the mind, the heart, the soul, the convictions of every single living soul in a day of great remembrance, my brothers and sisters, a remembrance of what should never have been lost, never have been forgotten. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is that word that is like a sharp two-edged sword. Yes, it is written that the words of the Most High are indeed like a sharp two-edged sword. What does a sharp two-edged sword do? Yes, it has definitely a point. But it cuts both ways, my brothers and sisters. I said, it cuts both ways, my brothers and sisters. A sharp, precise, two-edged sword. Indeed, discerns the thoughts and intents of every heart. And yes, my brothers and sisters, it decides who will or will not be found true as a servant of the Most High. It cuts, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, declares a very, very, very defined deciding line. I said, it established a very, very defined deciding line, because it is a word, my brothers and sisters, that will test the sincerity. My brothers and sisters, it will test the intents, not only of those who willfully and with intent have been enemies, but will also, my brothers and sisters, discern the thoughts and the intents of those, my brothers and sisters, who claim that they would be friends. Or even, my brothers and sisters, I dare say, who are intent, who claim to be intent to be friends through the covenant the Most High has decreed, must be the common expectation of us all. Why do I say that, my brothers and sisters? More than just simply a confession of claimant faith is necessary to discern the thoughts and intents of a human heart and soul. Man, for all that he may claim, does not truly discern beyond all adversarial tendencies, beyond all errant misconceits. Man does not discern beyond all sin, my brothers and sisters, and misallegiance, till he knows again precisely. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Till he knows again precisely what is the righteousness, even the righteous requirement, the righteous expectation of the One Most High. The Most High does not change. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The scriptures tell us, for instance, in the book of Hebrews, you need to really read close to that third, fourth chapter. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that the works of Yah, plan of Yah, what is intended for this world, was established from the very foundation of this world. The Most High does not change. What he has envisioned from the beginning, I said, what he has envisioned from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is a standard after which that standard and that standard alone will there ever be peace. There's a reason why Messiah said, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give it, I give unto you. I grace unto you. To whom did he say these things? And what does it mean? He said, if you love me, if you will honor me, keep, guard, maintain, defend. How about my brothers and sisters, the integrity of all that is his command, all that is his conscience revealed? Because I got news for you. Men read the scriptures and themselves wind up with all manner of differing concepts of what they would call sufficient conscience. But my brothers and sisters, when Messiah is revealed, And it is found that so few able to discern and believe him. It will be discerned in that day, my brothers and sisters, that for all men thought they knew and all they believed, after all the variant rulership of this world that men have trusted, it will be discerned, my brothers and sisters, in that day that for all men knew they were certainly fallen from faith. Because the scriptures tell us plainly when Messiah returns, if you really understand it, that when he returns, he will not find true faith or faithfulness unto him and him alone. That faith, my brothers and sisters, that conscience is something the Most High, through him, will bring to restoration in the earth. I remember long ago, the Most High told me, woke me up one Shabbat morning and said to me directly, there are no more ministers in the earth. Time to wake up. He told me very recently, none of your leaders, in Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 14 says it. Psalms 2 says it. If you really understand in the context of Psalms 14 and Psalms 53, Most High has looked upon the sons of men and see if there were any who understood and did seek Yah. Most High say he saw none righteous, none seeking him for all that is his will. So who out of Zion will give salvation to Israel in that day that Israel may be blessed, made glad? Isaiah 56, all of your leaders, none of them know anything. All of them are like dogs that cannot bark. None of them realizing or willing to declare that it's only a righteous man and the one who seeks Yah for all that is his will that it shall escape the wrath that is to come. My brothers and sisters. It's a tough word. But discerning that what the leaders have taught is already prophesied in advance, we found not to be what the Messiah will come to teach. But we found that the leaders have not taught, I repeat, Isaiah 40, 41, 21 through 42, 4, what they have taught has not been the gospel, not been the message the Messiah comes to reveal and restore. Read Isaiah 56 also and understand. And to understand that the message that the leaders have taught has not been the message the Messiah will bring reveals the fact, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders, well, you need to start asking a question. Where did they get that errant message from? And that the fact that the people, too, my brothers and sisters, the fact that the people, too, have believed such errant messages. People need to ask who they've been subject to. Who have the people believed? I'm going to say something, my brothers and sisters, a lot of people might not like, but the scriptures tell us plainly. If any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise. Let a man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things. Talking about 1 Corinthians. Really around, we need to read from about 3:14 to 4:5. Let a man consider himself so wise before the time till Messiah comes and reveals the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to honor the Most High. How have men believed they praise and honored and worship the Most High? When in fact, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us again and again and again and again. That when Messiah appears, it will be found that what men have believed has been far falling short of what the early church, I said, were far, far short of what the early church believed. Your leaders wouldn't tell you this because they have conspired together to maintain a pretense, my brothers and sisters. They've conspired together to maintain the darkness that you never see the light. They conspire together, my brothers and sisters, to create and establish and maintain obstacles that dissuade and stagger the mind. Set up false standards after which, quite frankly, most. I said most, my brothers and sisters. Even if granted the opportunity to see the truth, would not believe. Even if granted the opportunity to see the truth, my brothers and sisters, many would prefer not to believe. Very few proving themselves faithful and courageous enough in the will of the Most High to seek again fully defined, to find again, my brothers and sisters, remember again for salvation's sake all that for so long has been forgotten. All prophecy, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this, is a powerful thing to understand. All prophecy relates that when Messiah appears, that there be no more doubt, I repeat, that there be no more doubt as to what is the righteousness of Yah and the salvation. That there be no more doubt as to what is the wisdom of the king, the peace of the kingdom. That there be no more doubt, my brothers and sisters, who is the chosen king. That Messiah comes in the last days to expose, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters, every single institution and doctrine that men have called viable and wise for many, many generations. It's one thing to know what is said, my brothers and sisters. It's another thing to know truthfully why. And the scriptures tell us that men established already upon faulty foundations after the varying ideals of the nations have hardly understood, my brothers and sisters, the truth upon a foundation or the foundation that once the early church knew. Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it. What did he mean? What was meant by that? The world that we live in seeks to establish peace based upon compromises wherein men have felt no shame so often in performing in such a manner that they think about it, my brothers and sisters, performing in such a manner that they, I guess a better way to put it is, see it as rude if man offends the thoughts, ideas, religiosity, beliefs, and imagining of other men. So they are very careful not to take the thoughts of men so quickly, oftentimes, for granted. Especially those that they revere and give their respect. So much so, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society today that though many carry ideas that are entirely completely wrong and should by most be discerned as entirely completely wrong, men find it politically incorrect to reprove so much injustice. Men have given license to all manner of opposing views, and you wonder why the world is so confused. At the same time, my brothers and sisters, men take for granted, even unto many oppositions. I say they take for granted the will of Yah at all times. I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, across the world, at any given moment, we find, 45,000 denominations across hundreds of nations, constantly in opposition, my brothers and sisters, as to what they aspire to call justice. In opposition, my brothers and sisters, concerning what they aspire to call righteousness. In opposition against what they, with regard to what they call justice, what they call discretion, what they call wisdom, my brothers and sisters, even what they call salvation. The end result of it all, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The end result of it all is a world that has become a wasteland of mass confusion. Yet men have wanted to believe that despite the fact there are so many contentions, men have wanted to believe that if they just call upon the name of the Most High, that they are saved, worthy to be preserved. Now, brothers and sisters, no man has atonement with the Most High till he comes to a sense of reasoning, at one with the Most High in all things. For all errant thought is kind of the form of the Most High as sin. Man was created to be a habitation of the Holy Spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters, one of the first words for man is Manu. When you hear the word Manu, you hear the word Emmanuel, and you hear the word Israel, it means the people, you remember, brothers and sisters, the people of Yah, people after the inspiration, the mind of Yah, a people who will, my brothers and sisters, according to 1 Corinthians 1:10, 1:10 says, we all must speak the same thing, no divisions among us, no strife and divisions among us. The scriptures even goes as far as to say in the 3rd chapter, 1 Corinthians, there be strife and contentions among us, controversies among us. It's because we're still functioning as carnal men and not as spiritual. And my brothers and sisters, true Israel, a people that will speak no lies, do no iniquity. No deceitful tongue found in their mouth. That means the people of right discretion. True Israel, my brothers and sisters, is a people that are guided far beyond the mere unction of the flesh. They are people, my brothers and sisters, who must be led by the Spirit of Yah unto a right understanding of all that is His message. No man is counted a true servant of Yah whose words, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, are not true to initial divine intent. No one, my brothers and sisters, is found sinless whose understanding of the holy words has not found, my brothers and sisters, harmony after the same vibration after which the Most High sent it forth. Scripture talks about in 2 Peter, those who are wicked, ignorant, and unstable, meaning, my brothers and sisters, they have not a right orientation. Oftentimes, they're not willing to seek fully all that is the righteousness of Yah. Pervert the meaning of the scriptures, not only Shaul's words, but all the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, unto mutual destruction. 2 Peter 3:14-18. My brothers and sisters, it's a foolish man who believes the Most High is going to bring into his kingdom. Or say it's a very foolish man who believes the Most High is going to bring into his kingdom a multitude of people who quarrel against one another, against the true meaning of his words, each one considering himself wise, but all falling short of his honor, or what is divine honor and glory. I say it's time, my brothers and sisters, to seek and get his word rather than sit up there all the time arguing. Each man, my brothers and sisters, seeking to preserve his vanities. Far better that a man be willing to admit that he has been foolish, that he might seek the Most High, be found worthy to become wise, born again, after a higher orientation. Far better that a man admit that he has been foolish and deceived, that he continues to exalt illusions as your pastors have done, that they might be damned eternally. What does the scripture say? The Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. My brothers and sisters, those who are so proud, and I think about it, what the leaders do. So proud, my brothers and sisters, they present a good show. They pretend to be absolute and devout in their teaching and their understanding. It is their profession, my brothers and sisters, to be persuasive. It's their profession, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? It's their profession to seem sure. But my brothers and sisters, the scripture said, relate how the apostle Shaul, among one of the things he says, do I seek to persuade men or Yah? He said, if I sought to persuade men, if I preached, in fact, he said, any other word and call it the consummate gospel. He said he could not be a servant of Yah. He said anyone who seeks to preach any other word and call it the gospel, call it the kingdom of peace, call it the peace of the kingdom of Yah. If he preaches any other word less, if any man preaches any word less, let him be accursed. Meaning that each soul, my brothers and sisters, he is held accountable to seek all that is divine righteousness. And if the heart were true to cause, each man seeking all that is divine will, for the good of one another, rather than, like I said, exalting personal pulpits and thrones, a far greater dimension of divine righteousness would be realized in the world today than all the contentions and confusion that today we see after so many men making hasty, self-righteous, and selfishly ambitious, prideful. Conclusions, or drawing such frail conclusions. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, if anyone desires spiritual gifts, or the gifts of absolution that come from above, let him first desire to edify. How about seeking for the good of all they who would know the true will of Yah? But your pastors, in a competitive world, have been more concerned, like I said before, about their personal profession, their personal reputation, even if it means seeking to defile the righteousness of Yah. You know, it's a doggone fool. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's a dadgum damn fool who believes that the Most High is going to establish his kingdom upon anything else but surety. Let me repeat that again. It's an absolute damn fool who believes the Most High is going to establish his kingdom on anything else but a tried, precious, sure cornerstone, will not be bribed foundation. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? And that's exactly what's written in Isaiah 28. He says, Messiah will restore the foundation upon which the kingdom of Yah must be established, a tried, sure, precious cornerstone. I said when it said tried, it means already proven. My brothers and sisters will be faithful. Isaiah 45 calls him a man that will not be bribed. The Most High said he will raise up a man in righteousness. That means a man, you raise up a man to seek all that is his righteousness, that will not turn back. Isaiah 50 says the same. In the Psalms, it says he will not be satisfied until all that is divine righteousness is revived. Isaiah 50 says, morning by morning, the Most High will cause his ears to hear the teaching, that he will not turn back the evil way, that he should know how to declare words to a people made spiritually indiscriminately. Spiritually indiscriminate, weak and easily, my brothers and sisters, beguiled, dissuaded. Scripture says in Isaiah 45, he will raise up a man, like I said, in righteousness. He will bring his children back, the children of Yah back, not for a price nor for a bribe. In other words, there's nothing the world could offer him that will impede his progress, his deliberation, his resolve. Isaiah 46 says he will come suddenly like a ravenous bird. Like a swift and ravenous bird, my brother says, to claim all that is his, even to perform all that is divine pleasure. To bring to remembrance, my brother and sisters, all that man in history and his transgressions has forgotten. Isaiah 48 repeats again, Most High has a chosen ally. For many are they who have not sought the Most High sufficiently enough to discern how men have called upon the holy name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Think about it. Many are satisfied just simply because they have esteem for men. I want you to think about something. Politicians seek, my brothers and sisters, so often to relate a message that they can feel will appeal to the greater portion of the masses. A compromise word, my brothers and sisters, not one of absolution. But Yah is absolute. Scriptures already tell us the Most High will not sanction, will not seal, will not confirm viable unto his kingdom anyone but those who will be true to all, I'm talking about Acts 3:18 through 23, who will be true to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. How about revealed? Has promised. How about according to his conscience? Has promised. Through the mouths of his servants, the prophets, since this world began. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. He said, all that has been revealed by his servants. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about something. And again, to know what it said and not know why it is said is missed the point. Before there are words on a page, my brothers and sisters, there are thoughts. There's a vision. There's an amalgam of precepts and ideas, interwoven ideas that give a vision, substance. He tells that all this revealed by his servants, the prophets. My brothers and sisters, the prophets don't speak. No true prophet speaks after a carnal, or speaks concerning the Most High after a carnal mind. Did you hear me? No true prophet of the Most High speaks concerning the Most High after the unctions of a carnal mind, or fleshly, or any fleshly imagining. In fact, such a one whom the Most High has disciplined to speak for him knows that if he were to speak presumptuously in the least bit about anything the Most High has said, he runs risk of being counted not only disrespectful but treacherous, not being found worthy to hear a word from the Most High to speak it perhaps ever again. And my brothers and sisters, such a one who will prove that he will not hold to the integrity of the thoughts the Most High gives. What right, my brothers and sisters, what credibility should such a one have before the Most High? And my brothers and sisters, you really need to ask what credibility should such as this have before you. There's no question in my mind. I can prove in thousands and thousands of ways how the rulers of this earth have done exactly what the Most High said they would, that they would not hold to integrity, seeking the fullness of all that is his righteousness. In fact, somewhat 2 weeks ago or so now, on a Shabbat morning, the Most High said to me directly these words, none of them, I said, none of you rulers have sought him with full intent unto all that is his righteousness. And then he said, really answering a statement with a question, what then shall happen to those who follow them? Well, I tell you something, my brothers and sisters, there will be destruction for those who continue to follow such leaders. A day must come when all the false doctrines or fallen short and partial doctrines of all your leaders must be exposed, that it might be discerned, my brothers and sisters, concerning those who have for a long time have followed such foolish men, what indeed is the thoughts and intents of their hearts. Think about it. Isaiah 26, 12 and 13 says that even that the talk about the ones who shall be redeemed, whose eyes shall be opened, to see beyond all the veils of misconceit that have blinded all the nations. Scripture says they will save. Other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee and thee only will we make mention of thy name. In other words, their oaths shall be true unto the honor of the one Most High. Like I said, I've heard people sit back. In fact, I heard somebody play a song just the other day. All we have to do is call upon his name. My brothers and sisters, if you call upon his name not to honor the fullness of his righteousness, you just damned yourself. Did you hear me? If you call upon his name to be divisive against his will, to exalt your own, you just damned yourself. If you call upon the name of the Most High and have not the sensibility to respect call to his presence, my brothers and sisters, you have grossly disgusted. I said grossly disgusted. The Most High, and that you have disrespected his sovereignty. But we live in a society today that men have just imagined that whatever they come up with, the Most High is supposed to be pleased with it. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture talks about being born again, it means that everyone will have to admit. In fact, that's what even baptism is. It's an open admission, public admission, that man has come to understand that what he has trusted before, what he has walked after before in his life, has not been sufficient to be found true unto the Most High. In Colossians, it says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world. Beware lest any man deceive you after the principles of the world and not after the Messiah. Then it says, so much as you've been baptized in his name, so you must be led by him. My brothers and sisters, did you hear the scripture? It says, beware lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world, not after the Messiah, which means that many could, if you're not diligent enough to seek him for all that is his will, you can be baptized, my brothers and sisters, and still be tricked into being led by this world and not to the purposes of Yah. Like I said, Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. That means, my brothers and sisters, what men call wise, what men call acceptable, and oftentimes what men have peace with, or think to have peace with, what men give license, what men oftentimes applaud and esteem, like Messiah said, is disgusting before Yah. And it is not the way of his peace. When he said, not all, he said, men were warned, not all have heard, preached, obeyed, believed even, for that matter, the truth of the gospel. What it means, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand the gospel is called the good tidings. It's also called, if you will, therefore, the whole word, the sure word, a pure, perfect word offers one choice. If men offer a word tainted after the intrusions and pollutions of men that makes it a word less than the word of Yah, how then, my brothers and sisters, shall men say that they are true unto the kingdom of Yah after standards the Most High did not speak? Don't get confused, my brothers and sisters. There's a difference between the words the Most High has spoken and related by one whom the Most High has inspired to understand not only what is said but why, versus those, my brothers and sisters, who take the words and twist them according to their own ideals. Huge difference. Give me an example. If I were to say not under the law but under grace, I mean not under man's rule. Because the Most High is granted by his spirit the capacity to begin to discern after access to the knowledge of his rule. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. When Messiah said, my peace I give unto you. He said, if you love me, if you want peace with me according to the righteousness of the kingdom that he shall establish, he said, keep my commandments, which the spirit of truth. He said, my commandments, how about after the spirit of truth was the world they would not receive? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What the Most High declares, the world does not always immediately, as somebody used to say, take cotton to. My brothers and sisters, what I want you to understand, when Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, he said he would reveal in the knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, as rulers of this world know little next to nothing of. Rulers of this world teach you what is their supposed law, what seems orderly according to the designs and orientations of their kingdom. But the Most High designed something far greater. And he expects in this world of his people preparation for that which he has proclaimed. And he has envisioned far greater. He said, your righteousness must exceed the differences and contentions of your leaders, else you shall not enter his kingdom or his rest or his peace. He said, if you don't know his ways, Hebrews 3, if you don't know his ways, Psalms 95 says the same. He said, you should not enter into his rest. Why should he bring into his kingdom, my brothers and sisters, people who will not learn the right orientation concerning what is acceptable unto his kingdom. And I said to you before, men have imagined themselves wise, and men have even called one another saved, but still not knowing with absolution what is the righteousness the Most High will declare as worthy unto his kingdom. In a world of confusion, many wanted to imagine this, but many have found it an absolute horror to find out that they have to seek and uphold and speak aloud, cry aloud concerning a standard. My brothers and sisters, for a long time the world has not known. Please read Isaiah 28 and understand. So it would be a vexation and a terror for men to understand the report. Hey, how about the message that we all must reverberate? A message, my brothers and sisters, that declares that men, while the Most High will send Messiah to declare a word of high implication, precept upon precept, line upon line, measuring line to the plummet. Absolute, my brothers and sisters, and highly implicative. Men will find out it would be a horror for them to understand that it was always expected of them to seek Yah with utmost diligence so that when Messiah comes, that he be received rather than rejected. The scriptures tell us in Isaiah 50, the Messiah will come, saying, why when I came was there no man? Why when I spoke was there none to answer? Wow. Proving that what men have trusted in for the course of ages now, my brothers and sisters, has not been the truth of Yah. I'll tell you, Isaiah 45 says he must prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, that finally he might break the spell of deceit has caused men to trust in treacherous rulers. He has to expose. I've said it so many times over and over again. The book of Malachi says has to expose all your priests. Isaiah 56, yes, all your pastors. Isaiah 41, all your kings. They have to all be exposed. There'll be no more doubt, my brothers and sisters, as to what is the righteousness of Yah. And there'll be no more doubt as to who is the chosen king, because it is the king himself who declares that testimony. It's written, my brothers and sisters, all over the Bible from one end to the other. From Genesis to Revelation, if you don't know what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, there's articles on my website like, did you hear me? There's articles like on my website at hiddengospel.com. There's articles like the Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like, my brothers and sisters, Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D., which explains how Rome, in the very early centuries, and the prophets all said it in advance, Messiah said it too. But you won't know what I'm talking about if you're not willing to do some digging. The information is on my website, how you can find it all. But rare few of those, my brothers and sisters, will prove themselves diligent enough to be worthy. For the scriptures tell us in 2 Kefa, in the first chapter, it's the most diligent soul that will be given free entrance under the kingdom of God. The most diligently sincere soul that we found worthy. Most High told me that his words are very precious, but they're only for the most diligent, humble soul. They're those too prideful to seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, rather believe a liar than believe they've been deceived. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, all prophecies, I repeat again, say the Messiah must come to declare an exceeding word that exposes all the rulers that having been far less than diligent unto all that is necessary, that in all things unto the Most High we agree. The very name of the Most High declares that we must seek all that is his will, if we know it not, for he is the great I am that I am. We were warned in the book of Yaakov. We were warned in the book of Yaakov, they call it James, that though we be scattered among the nations, it's not the standard of the nations nor the rulers of those nations who will decide by their word whether or not a soul, my brothers and sisters, is found true and diligent, steadfast in the one Most High. What Rome did, my brothers and sisters, in the early centuries, they murdered all those who had the expectation of the early church, knew the Messiah must come to prove foolish all the various standards of the world. Because now guess what? As long as man knows that, then he knows to seek beyond his leaders. Knows to be much more diligent for understanding. must be much more diligent toward the retaining of the truth the Most High directly gives. For murder, my brothers and sisters, exactly as what Rome committed in the early centuries, the killings of literally millions in the first centuries. And then they turned around and established a counterfeit religion, a counterfeit church, a counterfeit concept of Messiah, complicit after the very ideas of the very nations and rulers that Messiah must come in the last days to expose as damn bastard devils. And I mean exactly what I say when I say that. Damn bastard devils. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that would dare to believe that he has a right to rule over men and not be willing to seek all that is divine will, that his people not be found lacking? That's the Shema, my brothers and sisters. That's the command of the Holy Kingdom. We must all seek all that is divine will, that we all in his will be one. And that's a genuine love for Yah and a love for his people. And upon that premise, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is established. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who haven't understood what the Most High told me directly. Woke me up one morning and said it directly in my ears, and that's how he woke me up with a powerful voice. No one, he said, has a right to rule but by him. And my brothers and sisters, that does not mean that anybody has a right to rule unfairly. Nobody has a right to rule. But my brothers and sisters, they have command and authority directly from him. And why is it, and people need to ask, is it that for all that's written in the prophecies concerning Messiah, for instance, coming in the last days, and what the scriptures call his new name? Isaiah 62:2, Revelation 2:17, Revelation 3:17, Revelation 19, how about Revelation 19:11-21? How about Isaiah 49, my brothers and sisters? The scripture talks about Messiah coming forth, saying, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. To reveal again, my brothers and sisters, like a sharp two-edged sword, a word that is honorable, to bring his people back to him. It says, from the body of my mother, he made mention of my name. Isaiah 50:10-11 says, whoever does not have that invariant light of truth, that who would serve the Most High, who would be his servant, who would obey him, to let him trust him, then, my brothers and sisters, really means him who was called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim, the one who has built his conscience. And if you would understand that well, if you understood Isaiah 50, where it says, Messiah will come forth saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, that I should not turn back the rebellious way, that I should not declare a word to the weary. Yes, my brothers, this is a word for the strengthening of his people, that they all in his name be one. Most High has a plan that there should be no doubt. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He has a plan that there should be no doubt as to what is his covenant truth. And the way he shall prove that, my brothers and sisters, is proving that all the leaders have not declared his word with the height, depth, and breadth of certainty and absolution. That shall prove his word sure. In other words, he said he would perform the counsel of his servant. My brothers and sisters, the leaders have not taught all that the scriptures said Messiah would bring to bear in order to make it certain that men discern his will. And when all these things come to pass, that his servant speaks, men shall know the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who served Yah or would serve Yah and those who are not, because he would expose all confusion. That's what the scriptures actually have to say. Why should leaders not tell you that? Because if you knew all your leaders were liars, if you knew all your leaders have drawn hasty conclusions, if you knew all your leaders have hidden truth from you that they might have control over you to exploit you, would you trust in them? Or would you seek Yah for the exceeding word that they have not spoken? Which would you do? Hosea, think about it. People talk about it all the time. They believe their leaders have been established by the Most High. Hosea 8:4 said, they've set up kings, but not by me. They've set up princes, but not by his knowledge. And they, my brothers and sisters, they all have set up for themselves, therefore, idols after what they esteem. that they might be cut off. Every man believing he is wise according to his own understanding, my brothers and sisters, in the mass of differences has never been a covenant. He said, my people are destroyed, divided, contentious, confused, easily beguiled, mm-hmm. not a strong people for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. He said, because of this, he would reject the people who he called to be a light to the world. He said he'd reject them from being for a time being a priesthood to him. Yeah. He said, because of the multitude of them, so have they lied against him. Because he, and therefore, according to Hosea, the fourth chapter, he has a controversy with his people. But as much as he has said this, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has also promised that in these latter days, the book of Micah speaks of it. I've said before that I want to look at that real closely one night. We haven't done it yet. Micah in the seventh chapter tells us well concerning the treachery of these latter days. So much so, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that men trusted in their most trusted fellows, because men have fallen short of the knowledge of Yah, would only be deceived. Far better it is better to seek then. I said far better to seek then Yah himself. The scripture says to wait for and expect him. What is he? Why must we seek him? Malachi 3 says, because your leaders have beguiled the people, causing them to believe that after whatever deviant way, not recognizing truth from falsehood, if you really understand it. They've said that somehow the Most High is pleased. Why? Because they called upon his name dishonorably, whether intentionally or not. What they spoke was still a lie, and they said that somehow the Most High delights in such, as if he will never judge man according to righteous judgment. I know a lot of folks say, Most High, yeah, he knows the intents of my heart. My brothers and sisters, the intents of your hearts are gravitated and compelled by what you believe. And you might have an intent, man might have an intention to want to do good, but until the Most High reveals what good is, my brothers and sisters, shall men just simply say that what is good, wise, and acceptable, is whatever seems wise in their own hearts, thus disrespecting the consummate conscience of Yah. Think again. The plan of the Most High, I repeat, since Rome murdered literally millions in the first century to silence all those who knew the truth, then set up a false church. And the scripture says once that false institutionality in 2 Thessalonians has intruded upon the doctrine to corrupt the temples, causing men to prefer unrighteousness, causing men to trust in ungodly men, causing men to have less than a love for the truth. Easily twisted to seek whatever has esteem among their churches and their political institutionality. It says that pretense would remain until Messiah himself comes to expose the lie, even to slay, destroy, expose every fallen standard that has been an obstacle against men discerning the greater dimension of truth. And then shall the knowledge of Yah cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, and Isaiah 11, you need to read it all the way out to the 14th about the destruction of Babylon, when finally, my brothers and sisters, all who have pretended righteousness but have not been true to righteousness must be exposed, that finally the people of the Most High shall at last be free. When the scripture says in Isaiah 35, a Savior is coming to save you, and then shall the eyes be opened, and the ears of the deaf be unstopped. When he said, the Spirit of Yah is upon me, in Isaiah 61, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to open the eyes of the blind and release the captives. What he's saying is that men have been blind to the wickedness of their rulers and have trusted in them who have acted, my brothers and sisters, not unto the salvation of men or the harmonizing of men after the will of one, but divided man, my brothers and sisters, man against man, and against the fullness of what is divine will, that men might be, as the scripture said, and Hosea 8:4, divided, cut off, damned, accursed. Most High didn't say that he would have complicity with the sanction, seal, confirm. anyone but my brothers and sisters, those who will agree with him, according to what he knows, has always from the beginning been divine intent, since before even the very foundation of this world was established. Most High had a kingdom before this world was made, my brothers and sisters. And you need to understand what's meant when the scriptures say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Without a doubt, my brothers and sisters, all prophecy says that man must comprehend beyond all the contradictions of the ages. Else he shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. And the only way man is going to do that is by the power of Yah himself. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, the words of the Most High are very deep. So much said, my brothers and sisters, underlying those words, that unless the Most High opens the eyes don't see him. But my brothers and sisters, he opens the eyes of those who are diligent, not anymore to remain asleep. He opens the eyes of those, my brothers and sisters, who would seek the truth for the sake of the good of all, that men no longer be exploited by those who desire that darkness remain in the world that was intended unto light. Holy Covenant, my brothers and sisters, has no division nor contentions or controversy in it. Shall men then be satisfied with pretense? Or will they seek to know with assurity all is the will of Yah, that at last they do not lie? I talked about this before, what Messiah meant when he said, my peace I give unto you. Do men know how to praise Yah and Yah alone? Do they discern the difference between all the pretenses the men have called godly versus what the Most High knows absolutely and truthfully that he is? First command. Do men really, do they say they keep the Torah? Do they truly know how to keep the commands? Second command. Men so sure, my brothers and sisters, they have not made for themselves false gods? That they, after false perceptions, be made to hate the truth of him? Let me tell you something, the worst idol of all is a false concept of Most High in the mind. So you don't take his name in vain. Well, my brothers and sisters, anytime men call upon his name after a multitude of contradictions, as if they were wise, my brothers and sisters, they've come and countermanded all that is divine authority. So the man who does this should not be counted blameless. That means Most High to be revered for the fullness of all the consistency that he is. My brothers and sisters, this men have not done. They've called upon his name and have not honored, but rather, my brothers and sisters, disrespected him for lack of desire to discern what in fact is a reference point for reverence. Fourth command, my brothers and sisters, talks about keeping the Shabbat. But the Shabbat relates to the idea that we must seek all that the Most High requires, that we be made complete unto him. I said all the Most High requires, that we be made complete in all things unto him. But my brothers and sisters, this has not been what the peoples of this world have done. They just simply thought to seek according what to, let's just say, this world calls enough or sufficient. Even seeking that many never discern what before the Most High is honorable. Lest their personal ideas and will, I said, lest their personal ideas and will be reproved and discerned as the unrighteousness that it is. You are commanded from the very beginning, must seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might. To do less, my brothers and sisters, is no righteousness at all. I talked to you before about the scriptures talking about the faithfulness of Messiah, of the Savior. The scripture says, when the Most High looked upon men and sees none righteous, no, not one, beholds no intercessor, he said there's someone, my brothers and sisters, that he calls a faithful arm. And the scripture says that he put upon, well, let's say he put zeal on zeal as a cloak, zeal for the righteousness of Yah. And indeed, his righteousness. How about his pursuing zeal for all that is divine will is what shall sustain him, even to see and discern, our brothers and sisters, beyond all those who have been an obstacle against men discerning what indeed is the righteousness, the covenant will of Yah. You hear me, my brothers and sisters? Men have kept the Shabbat, but not sell all that is divine will, and therefore have not kept the day holy. The Most High called his people together to convene together, to congregate together, to commune together in his will. It was not unto a multitude of contentions. Isaiah 58 says, we must all lift up our voices like a trumpet to declare indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, to declare to Israel's iniquity, that he might see beyond his divisions, his sins, because his people ought to be one. He said, did he call forth a fast today, my brothers and sisters, that his people should quarrel, or that they should seek all his will? Shall a people who quarrel, my brothers and sisters, rebuild the old ruins, or shall they be like those who assured that there must be the fall, or let's just say a halting to all that was in the towers of Babel? A man really understood, my brothers and sisters, today how to honor his father and mother. How about the scripture says Messiah will come? Look to Abraham your father and Sarah who conceived you, to look again to the rock which you were hewn. Talking about remembering again what the righteous, the Most High declared of old, that must be a consistent thing for all that are the children of faith. My brothers and sisters, the children of faith are faithful unto one. Have men learned how not to unjustly kill? My brothers and sisters, men have slaughtered the word of the Most High unto the murder and dissuasion of many souls. Blood on their heads for generations. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, leading men along crooked and errant paths, not salvation, have certainly been murder to the soul, have certainly been defamation of divine character, have been, my brothers and sisters, in fact, in so many ways, identity theft, misrepresentation, the works of devils who come as claiming to be light, but are still yet the sons of darkness. Scripture says, thou shalt not kill, means you shall not murder. In other words, what you put an end to should not be done so unjustly. The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. He is the Most High. Vengeance is his, and he will repay. But my brothers and sisters, men have sought to put an end, my brothers and sisters, so much the Most High would have to be a continual example in the world. And there's a reason why the scripture says Messiah is appearing. It says point blank, he will not judge after what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, because man is offered a misexample that must be exposed as a total pretense and not the righteousness of Yah. Think about it. If what men have been taught has not been sufficient, that when they hear the truth they might grow in it, then what they heard was not the words of Yah anyway. But what they heard, my brothers and sisters, is a pack of lies that kept them from being able to reason. Woe unto that soul. Should not commit adultery. What about men declaring the same thing as my brothers and sisters, false oaths in so many ways? Most High declares a covenant. You preserve it in the integrity for which it was intended. Shall not steal. Scripture says, you rob me, even whole nations, following your leaders. Yes, your leaders who themselves were robbers. Look at Malachi very closely. Rob the Most High because the Most High declared a covenant that must be preserved among his people, and men have refused to do so. But your pastors turn around and say, hey, if you don't pay a crazy man, that you robbed the Most High. As if to say, if you don't give crazy man bullets to shoot, and give bullets for his gun to shoot down and murder everyone with his tongue, and give him a podium upon which to speak his lies, that you robbed Yah. My brothers and sisters, those who don't teach the whole truth, they are the ones who have robbed the Most High and also robbed his people. Taking of the laborer his wages, but speaking not the truth of the Most High, that is an utmost treacherous thing. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, to seek all that is divine will for the mutual good of us all is something that we all must do. But the Most High does consecrate who he will to perform that task. And the scripture says the Most High is going to bring forth one with his name one day. Who will discern beyond all the error of all the leaders of this earth, all the rulers of the earth, and all the lies that they have told. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, he become the heir of the Most High. My brothers and sisters, even the claim for the Most High, all that belongs to him, and the way the certainty shall come is that he will declare a word to prove that the whole world, all its leaders, have been in so many ways fallen from faith, blind. Why do I say fallen from faith? Rome set up an institutionality in the earth that would never talk about the king that must overcome them. Scripture says that one who one time galvanized the world after the will of one in the east will one day return to galvanize a whole world east to west under one peace in the will of Yah. That means, my brothers and sisters, you should oppose Western authority, and the scripture would not send him to do so, would not relate that there's a need to send him to do so if what the people have taught and what the rulers have taught was wise in the first place. My brothers and sisters, it's all been a damn lie. Let's tell you exactly what it is. It's all been something, my brothers and sisters, to keep people blind against discerning the greater dimension of truth. For every lie man believes blinds the mind, sets a veil over the mind, sets a covering that men oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, see no desire to seek beyond. In fact, my brothers and sisters, many are they who are afraid to understand what others have not, lest they take upon themselves the ridicule of those who have not yet been made wise to believe. For my brothers and sisters, shall the whole world be blind because the wicked would not speak the truth? You were told in advance you must exceed these treacherous ones and seek the whole truth. Did you not fall victim to false prophets who will never tell you all that is necessary unto salvation? Men say they keep the Torah and they haven't even understood the Ten Commandments. Shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. My brothers and sisters, any man, any lie or lying doctrine that a man believes is an enemy to every single living human soul. Shall not bear false witness. One scripture says, if any man seek to deceive his brother, how about to destroy the reputation of his brother? Or let's just say my brother and sister even seek to impede his brother's progress toward what is divine fruition. That man who would do such a thing is guilty even under hellfire. No, my brothers and sisters. You cannot be satisfied with a doctrine just because your pastor taught it. But ask the Most High what he's going to ask the Most High to help you to discern what he told me. Most High told me whatever I hear from men, I'll even tell you whatever you hear from me. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Whatever you hear from me, if you're not willing to seek the Most High to understand the meaning behind the words that are spoken, if you know what is said, don't know why it is said, if you hear my words, yes, even my words, let alone the words of anyone else. If you hear my words and are not willing to ask the Most High for the greater understanding of them, well, I'll tell you what the Most High told me. Whatever I hear from men, see, read, or anything else from men, so you better check it out with him first, or someone will make a fool of you. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the scriptures relate that man, even hearing the words of Messiah himself, not fully attuned after the Spirit, would take so much out of context and never understand the full gravity of it all. And my brothers and sisters, for this reason, Isaiah 28 says, Messiah will come in the last day. He says, will say, hearken and hear my speech. But I've heard that there should come a consumption upon the whole earth. My brothers and sisters, what it means, again, what Messiah said himself. There many things I long to tell you, but you can't grasp them yet unless the Most High, my brothers and sisters, attunes your mind. Men will not understand the words that are written in the scriptures together with one mind, but by the gift of the Spirit. And your leader didn't even want you to seek it. If they taught you to seek, that you must seek the exceeding righteousness of Yah, you would know to seek the truth, yes, even beyond them, because the scripture says in the last days it will come to pass that knowledge will be increased. That means wisdom opened, men giving access to wisdom that their forefathers had not for many generations had. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who keep you just as blind as the generations have been for many ages, blind to all the truth that Rome sought to silence. That the scriptures say, my brothers and sisters, must be restored. That a world at last, my brothers and sisters, shall see the light of deliverance and be saved, my brothers and sisters, preserved beyond the deceitfulness of darkness. Men have been covetous, my brothers and sisters, not only against their brothers and sisters. Everybody's playing these, keep up with the Joneses, jealousy and greed. My brothers and sisters, thank the Most High if He's called you to any station in Him according to His purpose. Because everything, my brothers and sisters, has, everything the Most High set in order has its purpose. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would be covetous against the authority of the Most High Himself, let alone the one whom the Most High sends to reveal again a covenant. I want you to think about what I just said. To reveal again a covenant, meaning that what men have trusted for a long time has not been. So men be angry that a covenant after which they might have life is again revealed. You know, I think that's amazing to think about. You didn't know for a long time. I'll put it to you another way. Didn't know for a long time that somebody's been putting something poisonous in your cupcakes, but you liked them. Hey, you were able to sell many of them. Wow. You didn't know the ingredients that were given to you were tainted and poisonous and killing your customers. Well, when you find out what should have been in them, maybe it didn't have like quite that same twang and people didn't like them as much, but it was, let's just say, much healthier. Were you getting mad because you didn't make so much profit? Or would you be happy that you were no longer killing people? You got leaders out there, my brothers and sisters, who have, I remember one pastor tell me, point blank, I'm going to go ahead and call a name. His name was Foster, here in the city of Houston. He was one of the top pastors of what was called the Churches of Christ. Like I say, every one of them a lying bastard. And if you know anybody that's in the Church of Christ, tell them I said so. Tell them they need to check out this show and just to check out a lot of things that are said on that website and find out how they all been lying bastards. Daring to believe the Most High put away His law that all the misorder of this world be called the righteousness of Yah. That's a damn shame that anybody could believe such a thing. It's a shame that anyone could believe such a thing. I remember telling him about some truths one time. I talked to him on the phone. I met him on various occasions personally, but that time I talked to him on the phone. And I related to him a particular truth that he knew he could not deny, that made everything that his denomination teaches look foolish. And this bastard dared to say to me, well, he knew it was on the phone, it wasn't public. I suppose he figured the phone wasn't tapped and nobody was in the room to hear him. And this bastard dared to tell me, though he acknowledged that the word I had said was true, he then said to me in a snide, slow, low voice, don't take that one from us, Ed. Meaning that they had been able to coax, persuade, and fatally flatter many with that lie to fill up their pockets. But he said, don't take that one from us, Ed. In other words, what he's saying, don't reveal that statement that he had made to be a treacherous and foolish one, lest many recognize just how treacherous they are and the veil of trust that they have, or let's say the cover of seeming trust that they have created, be found only an illusion. In other words, again, man made it very obvious he wasn't about the truth. Like one pastor said to me, for them it's not about what the Bible has to say, it's about them learning a profession, having a licensed right to preside over a congregation. My brother says the Most High puts no one over his people, would leave him led astray. That's the works of a devil. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does leave men subject to a deceiver because they prove they would not listen to him or that they turned from him. He told folks in advance that if they turned from him, they'd be cast out of the garden, out from his protection. He told Israel when he would bring them back, if they turned against him, they'd be cast out again among the nation. That means left subject to those who would lie to them. My brother and sister, Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, I reveal myself. He would give you a word, my brother and sister, that would give value to your soul. We live in a world today, my brother and sister, that hadn't been concerned about that. Men, I even had a pastor, I'm calling out names now. One called himself Gilmore. I don't even know if he's still alive in the city. But years ago, he told me, when I started talking about the truth, he point blank told me, in front of others at a post office that was here in town, it's been rebuilt since. But in the post office, he told me when I started talking about the truth, he basically mocked me and said, what is the truth? He's saying you ain't got nothing if you don't have no money. Whew! How arrogant these people have been. As if the Most High does not sit high and look low. Apparently, he didn't believe anyway. That's the only way he could do what he can do. And he had, like I said, look in his eyes. The viciousness of a devil was there. But most people who were there didn't realize this was a pastor. I'm sure he scoped out the place to see if there was anything from his congregation there. And I guess a lot of folks wouldn't want to believe these people are as treacherous as they are. And Messiah said, again, my peace I give unto you. He said, look, my commandments, as revealed by me, is peace with me. He didn't say another. He said those who, my brothers and sisters, will bear his name. In Revelation 14, he said they are those who keep the commandments of Yah after the faith of Yeshua. How about the faithfulness under the will of Yah and discretion the Most High gave his son, Yeshua, to be heir, to bring a world back to him? 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, is not that integrity. Isaiah 66, what is the house that you build for me? What are the cities you build for me? Wow, the scripture says in Isaiah 44, the Most High has one who will build for him a city of peace. And a city of peace, Jerusalem, shall be a place for deliverance, for peace, for sanctification. For those, my brothers and sisters, a place to be preserved. Those, my brothers and sisters, who have responded wisely to his call. For my brothers and sisters, no man calls upon the Most High true to his will, let the Most High calls him first. Please look at Joel 2:32 closely and understand. If you read Isaiah 66, it says, for the houses that men build, the Most High calls the offering that are in them, but not after his spirit and not after his counsel. Utter filth as if someone offered swine. Men have built, my brothers and sisters, their own cities and their own temples, but the Most High says he's already forsworn who will build for him a city of peace and will build for him a temple that is honorable. Because quite frankly, what men have built, believing that what they could establish could be peace, and accepting the Most High will rebuke them both. Please read Isaiah 66, and then read that 66th to the 15th chapter, that finally a people, my brothers and sisters, set free from all those who would dissuade them and lie to them. shall gather together to become again a strong people. In fact, my brothers and sisters, a strong people worthy of peace, because they are the ones who seek the way. Here's law. Here's order. Many want to rule the world, but how many of my brothers and sisters would rule in such a manner that peace might reign forever? Till we speak again, brothers and sisters, this is Ben Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, under his might, honor, and praise, and sovereign, all my brothers and sisters, sovereignty, supreme sovereignty always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. I know we might be a little bit after time now. But please, my brothers and sisters, all of you who would examine these words again in the archives, let others know. HiddenGospel.com/EDY1. Check out this show, HiddenGospel.com. Check out the articles on my website, HiddenGospel.com. Learn how, my brothers and sisters, you can prove to the Most High that you desire what is righteousness. Seeking to be true to a ministry that the Most High has granted that would truly be for the healing of his people. Much work to be done, my brothers and sisters, and not a whole lot of time now to do it. Most High has already affirmed that he's putting his hand in the he's put his hand in the mix. And my brothers and sisters, let no man who will stand against what the Most High must do to assure righteousness. Let no man stand against it, my brothers and sisters. For only those who will be true to the plan will survive. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, his praise always. Hallelujah! And may the Most High, my brothers and sisters, grant his wisdom. Those who will seek his gifts, because they truly desire what the Most High called honorable, that his people may be delivered, the spell of illusion be broken. And at last, my brothers and sisters, we speak together. And all that is the will and the majesty of the Most High, true to his name, is one. Then shall the Most High look upon this world, and in all things he sees in it, be pleased. Blessing to those who understand, the most treacherous of all have been those, my brothers and sisters, who have conspired together that the people not know the way of peace.
song too.